Welcome to the Word of Mom Media Network and Word of Mom Radio.
Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to today's Word of Mom Radio here on the Word of Mom Media Network. I am your host, Dori DiCarlo, and you know we are here with show after show just breaking those myths that mompreneurs and women in business are just dabbling, you know, in between bake sales and getting our nails done. We're smart, we're savvy. We are professional, and we are empowering each other and sharing the wisdom of women as our journey goes along. And I love all the people that I have the opportunity to meet. And, you know, every once in a while I will use Harrow, which is a great resource as you are looking to gain publicity for yourself, for your business, and your books, and everything that you're doing is help a reporter out. And Shonda Nicole is somebody that I met through there, and I love to do it every once in a while because how else am I going to meet some of these amazing women that are on this journey? And Shonda is no exception. She is a business coach, motivational influencer, and marketing magician. Shonda contributes her creative business strategies, travel tours, and unique standout style to inspire others. She also shares her motivational content on social media via weekly articles on her blog. Once an executive at a Fortune 500 company, Shonda quit her job to become an entrepreneur in the business of cheerleading, and she never looked back. Her online business became the first of its kind to secure a distribution deal with Amazon. Shonda describes herself as a social butterfly who turned my online affinity for meeting new people into an online business of social networking. An Instagram account she initially created to enter a contest and promote one of her favorite brands quickly grew by the thousands. She added a website with a blog that opened the doors for brand collaborators and influencer work that she does today. The fun part about the conversation? Shonda believes her success is possible for everyone, even if you are not a social butterfly. After lending her name and expertise to various media outlets, Shonda added a new jewel to her crown and began coaching entrepreneurs. She created Get Your Name Out There Like a Magic Marketing to help business owners gain exposure and reach new customers faster in today's digital marketplace. Handful of places where you may have seen Shonda Nicole's name out there include Ford, Fast Company, and Cosmopolitan, where she contributes her positive perspective and creative business strategies to inspire others. Shonda's recognized for her partnerships she's supported with celebrities Serena Williams, investing in women-owned businesses, both together during the midterm elections and the VA Art Fest, sponsoring artists and creatives. She's also received praise from the Arianna Huffington for her published articles on Thrive Global. Shonda's bi-coastal, travel pro-obsessed with summer and hot places, starting in Las Vegas, where she's a licensed real estate professional. She also manages real estate in Virginia Beach, where she spends most of the time by the beach with her husband, two kids, and two fur babies. So Shonda, hey, how much fun is it to hear all of this about yourself? Isn't it like,
wow.
Are you really talking about me? Wow.
Yeah. Hey, that's me.
Like, darn, I'm good.
I love it. I try.
So you know what? Welcome to Word of Mom Radio.
Thanks so much for having me. I'm so honored to be here today, Dori. Thank you.
It's so much fun. And you are that social butterfly. And it's a wonderful thing. And, you know, on this, I just came back from a cross-country journey.
Yeah.
I finally met Janice Clark, who is our host of Social Media Health Not Hype. Janice and
wow.
I have been connected online for 13 years. And we
oh, my gosh, and you just met? Wow.
It's
yeah,
a remarkable thing.
Yes,
know?
It is.
So do me a favor. I would love for you to share with us how what you do all came about, because it just sounds like such a whirlwind.
Wow, yes. It's been an incredible journey. And, again, thanks for having me. I'm happy to share more about how I got into this online space, this digital creative space. So, like you mentioned, I'm a business coach and I'm an online influencer. Yes, and I describe myself as a social butterfly. I love people, and I turned that offline affinity for meeting new people into an online business of social networking. So as an influencer, brands hire me to introduce their products to my online community for increased reach and exposure of their brand or their product. I got my start doing this type of work in the digital space after owning a successful retail business turned online brand. In fact, my business, it's a business of hair bows and accessories for cheerleaders, and since you mentioned this, it's the first of its kind to secure a distribution deal with Amazon, which we're super proud of. So entrepreneurship in itself wasn't new to me. However, social media was, and that was new. So 4 years ago on a whim, I decided to travel 9 hours to upstate New York and attend a huge annual shopping event for one of my favorite home furnishing brands. An Instagram account that I initially created to enter a contest to promote that brand, it quickly grew by the thousands, and other enthusiasts of the brand and company began to follow me. So I ended up adding a website with a blog to give my following kind of like a permanent community and a place to expand and receive more from me. And this is exactly what opened the door for the brand collaborations and influencer work that I do today. And then on the other side, as a business coach, they actually go hand in hand. I get to work with entrepreneurs like myself, business owners, bloggers, influencers. I help them navigate through the traffic and the noise in today's digital marketplace so that they can also gain visibility and reach new customers faster.
As a business owner and a blogger and an online influencer yourself, how did you come to your own brilliance and gain the confidence that other people see in you?
Well, I would say that it'd be easy to say, I guess, that I followed my dreams, but that really wouldn't be the dynamic part of the story. Contrary to what we often are told or believe about entrepreneurship, it's more than often that we as entrepreneurs stumble upon our passions and our dreams. And I think that that's the way that it's supposed to happen. It's the authentic way. So, for example, 4 years ago, I used to say that I was the last woman standing without an Instagram or a Facebook page. I actually didn't have any social media. So what I did, I already had an innate sense of style and creativity. So this is how I was able to design hair bows that sold for $30 each and made Amazon want to buy in. So I'm also a hard worker and a perfectionist. I believe in systems and consistency in my work, and I'll study a new endeavor with laser focus until I own the process for myself. So this is a type of discipline and consistency that made it easy for me to make my mark in the social media space. I would say that my skills were like built upon in stages over my career span. I had the opportunity to practice in other fields to come to where I am today. So it's really truly hard to predict in advance what your passion will be and what you'll grow to love. Social media is still the wild, wild west, if you'll say, of the internet. And my strong skill sets in media, marketing, creativity, consistency, that's what led me and groomed me to be here where I am today in a career that I'm passionate about in today's digital age. So because I've confidently used the same formula all throughout my past, I'm no longer guessing when I share what works with entrepreneurs that I get to work with and mentor today.
I really like that answer. Once in a while, you know, you kind of get caught up in the story. It's like, oh, yeah, wait a minute, we have to have a conversation here. I know that for all of us that are out here, and we're out here in this digital space, how did you grow your community of over 100,000 people and get now you're getting paid by big brands and media outlets How are they all taking notice of you? How did you make that happen?
Well, that's the fun part of the story. And it's what I call my butterfly effect. So it's using my social butterfly personality and my affinity for meeting new people and making meaningful connections online the same way that I do offline. So, again, the fun part about this is that this type of success is possible for everyone, even, again, if you're not a social butterfly. So I created a genuine relationship, for example, with my favorite brand, as I was telling you how I started that Instagram account that grew into a following. So I created a genuine relationship with that brand and grew a following, and I was recognized as that brand's biggest cheerleader. So when you actually share and you do it consistently, people pay attention, especially when your content is shared in a way that's interesting, informative, and inspiring. And that's kind of what I call the three I's: interesting, informative, and inspiring. So this approach garnered me thousands of followers and organically increased my reach online. Some of my big brand partnerships came by way of promoting a company that I authentically, without any pay, because I was just excited to share with my community about the product, I just authentically promoted them because I loved the product. So even if the brand, that brand that I might have been sharing more about with my audience in just a natural way, even if they didn't specifically take notice, sometimes their competitors did, and which was still a win-win for me. So I'm always also pretty strategic about using hashtags, and I've actually received feedback from brands that that's how they found me, by certain hashtags that I use. Like for example, I'll use like Las Vegas influencer. So I've had brands say that, hey, that's how we found you that way. So getting found in Google searches, SEO strategy, and creative hashtags, it's a conversation that I could go on and on about. I mean, I really geek out over things like that. And I love to dive in deep about that with my clients. So I also spend a lot of time with my clients on how to lead with their existing credibility markers to gain new press and to gain media exposure so that we're seen and they're seen as an authority in their business industry. So I guess in all, for me and what I teach my clients is I leverage my influence and having an audience and following and a following of hundreds of thousands to get in front of media and to hold their attention. So this is how I was able to get those features in household name publications like Forbes, Cosmopolitan, Better Homes and Gardens. So my clients, I teach them the same thing. And they know that through the work that we do, I totally dispel the myth that this type of success is only possible for celebrities. It's possible for everyday people like you and I.
On that note, we're going to take a quick break, say thank you to our sponsors, and then we're going to come back here and continue the conversation with John and Nicole. So we'll be back in just a moment here on Word of Mom Radio.
As parents, keeping our school safe is uppermost in our mind. More and more schools are requiring students carrying a clear bag, but that puts the responsibility of keeping our school safe on the backs of our children. Safety Bags has a full line of bags, not only for the students, but for the teachers, the administrators, the sports department, school personnel, and more. Our line of clear bags and backpacks come with a 3-year warranty and can be used to raise funds for your schools and athletic departments nationwide. Please visit us at safetybags.com. You will see why we are the clear choice for your schools, because safety, it's in the bag.
We all know a survivor. Some of our friends and family have made it through difficult times. Some of us don't make it. Losing a loved one to cancer, a car accident, or any other unfortunate event can be crippling and unavoidable. But one of the hardest subjects to talk about is suicide. Too often, our youth decide that leaving this place is easier than facing the struggle forced upon them every day. More than 1 in 4 children go through some form of bullying or another. Most of us survive with scars, but for some, the inner demons created cannot be recognized or treated in time to ensure they make it through. Bullying in every form is very much avoidable. It starts with me, and it starts with you. This is Kelly Carius from No Such Thing as a Bully, reminding you to do your part when you see bullying happen. If you don't know what that is, call 403-447-4404 or go to nosuchthingasabully.com.
Hey, sports fans, take the hassle out of going to the game with the clear bags from stadiumbags.com. Our crossbody mini messenger bag, stadium-sized backpack, tote bag with different color straps, and ready-to-go travel bag meet the size requirements for pro and college sports. You can find us at stadiumbags.com and get yourself the bags guaranteed to last season after season, because safety, it's in the bag.
And we're back here on Word of Mom Radio with Shonda Nicole, business coach, online influencer, and marketing magician. The social butterfly turned social media influencer, Shonda created Get Your Name Out There Magic Marketing to help business owners get more visibility and reach new customers faster. So, you know, we don't often hear the phrase make meaningful connections when we talk about social media. So share a little bit about us and your approach in making these meaningful connections online.
Yeah, absolutely. One of my favorite parts, that butterfly effect, using those offline skills online, that please, thank you, follow up and all of that important, just as it is offline, is so important online. So totally, I'm an extrovert for sure, but that doesn't make me the only type of person that can achieve meaningful connections. I teach that you don't have to change your personality to make lasting connections, especially online. So if you don't consider yourself to be an outgoing personality, you may have to do a little more practice ahead of time with small talk and prepared questions for first-time interactions. But I always say, remember that, and I talked about this previously, that we stumble into our passion, and that's a good thing. I think that's the natural progression and the way it's supposed to go. So I believe that practicing and preparing answers to navigate through surface-level conversations will make you more focused and more disciplined, and you'll get to that place, get on that path further of getting into your genius zone. So if extroverts are considered, I guess, talented, quote-unquote, because we have the gift of gab, it's also true that hard work beats talent when talent doesn't work hard. So introverts can be just as successful as any social butterfly. And an example of an easy way that I recently connected with a stranger online is I watched a TV news segment recently with a travel coach who totally intrigued me. After watching the segment, I followed this particular coach on Instagram, and then I DM'd her to let her know how much I appreciated the advice that she shared on the show. She replied right away and shared more with me about her travel tours, what she had coming up, and we've continued the dialogue over the past couple of weeks ever since. So my intention, if my daughter's schedule actually ends up permitting, that we'll plan to take advantage of one of her overseas tours. And at that point, you know, with us continuing the conversation, she won't be a stranger anymore by the time we connect in person. So this type of interaction was fairly simple and probably easier, I would say, than an in-person meeting. So anyone could really do it. It was just simply me reaching out to say, hey, I like what you said. And what a wonderful value exchange that we had of information so far. So I've made my online connections a lot this way, especially with other known and recognized bloggers and influencers, and found myself receiving valuable advice from them as well. And a big thing for me was even being invited into niche groups of like-minded influencers, and that's where I learned a lot about marketing online from some of these influencers that have already been doing this for years. So people often say that the fortune's in the follow-up, and I say that it's in taking the meeting. So for me, if I join an online group, or if I attend an in-person event, or, you know, if I just get one meaningful connection out of any of those, it's totally worth my time. So I remember I met my life coach this same way in a one-off meeting about something totally unrelated to coaching. Like, in fact, when I met her, she was a participant in the meeting, and she wasn't even the host. So ever since that meeting, I've never looked back on investing in myself and in my knowledge-based development.
What suggestions do you have for women who are trying to uncover their value, you know, what they bring to the table, and how to share that in their message, in their copy? You know, how does that business strategy, marketing strategist, business coaching part of your business kick in?
Well, everyone has a gift to share. So it's up to us to stay consistent in movement to get to that life's purpose. And I'm extremely passionate about helping others, especially women, come into their moments of visibility by embracing their talents and their accomplishments. So I work with my clients in strategy, part of which is understanding what they want to achieve by gaining publicity and a following and getting their name out there. So we'll create a focus, including checking off the basics like a website with a call to action, because a website makes it real. I'll inspire them and motivate them through creative thinking, like, for example, ways to get a website up in an hour instead of months, because it's really the call to action that's most important and what matters. So there's these are kind of like been there, done that moments and things for me. So the stuff that business owners and aspiring entrepreneurs don't know that they get wrong at startup is where I aim to come in and save them tons of time and headache by making these things right first. So I guess overall my goal is for my clients to be, I love this quote, but to be women who know what they bring to the table and who are not afraid to eat alone.
Yeah.
Right. I love that one. Yeah.
So for the women out there interested in working with you, share with us who your ideal client is.
So I love to work with women in business, from the aspiring entrepreneur to companies that have existed in business for years. My goal, again, is to bring entrepreneurs, bloggers, influencers, business owners up to speed in today's digital marketplace by infusing technology into their business. So even if you told yourself that social media didn't work for you in the past or you can't keep up with online technology, no worries. That's where I come in with simple systems and strategies, because every business needs to have an online presence and persona to be efficient and to be effective today. So the young kids now say facts, and that's just what it is. That's just facts. There's just no getting around it. So we have to meet the customer where they are, and it's online and on social media in most cases. So I created a one-on-one coaching, that's my get your name out there, magic marketing, to help women, to help entrepreneurs to get more visibility and reach new customers faster in today's digital marketplace, while also saving you tons of time and headache and saving you from the challenges with easy online systems and apps that automate your day-to-day process. That's just been one of my keys to success in the digital space.
So for our listeners who haven't been to any of your sites, which, by the way, are really stylish and colorful and full of energy, what's the first piece of content that you'd say they have to consume as a new member of your community?
Oh, wow. So on my site, I share via weekly blog articles. Sometimes I'll get in articles twice a week if I'm really on top of my game, but I say don't hold me to that. It's usually once a week. But I think of my blog as like a magazine, because I like to share tips and ideas and make the everyday both easier and more fun and inspiring at the same time. So my homepage is always up to speed with the most popular posts for viewers' ease and content consumption. And they're always organized, or they're organized by categories, like there's motivation, travel, self-care, at home, which includes recipes and home decorating ideas, along with a category for my style. So one of the things I'm known for is my vibrant photography, and I share that exact preset filter that I created and use myself every day in my everyday posts. And when you actually subscribe to my site, you get to access that custom filter and use it on your own site. It's kind of like duplicating my Instagram success on your own. I'm also known for my signature standout style. So the three I's that I mentioned earlier, interesting, informative, and inspiring, I often grab the attention of my viewers with my interesting style first, followed by my informative and inspiring content and words. So in every post, I also share sources for where to buy anything that I'm wearing. I think this just saves women time. So instead of you having to orchestrate a blind search on Google, hunt down an item that you love, that you saw like a pillow on my couch or a jacket that I was wearing, and you want to own it for yourself, just make it simple. I provide you with a direct link directly for each individual item. You can go right to it from the post. So to answer your initial question, as of right now, one of my favorite posts on the site is one that I recently wrote about my favorite singer, Mariah Carey, and it's really about women supporting each other and lifting each other up. It's a quick 5-minute read that will leave you inspired. And actually, in that post, I must say that my outfit is pretty standout, too.
As we're wrapping up over here, how can our audience get more from you, reach you, and stay in touch?
Awesome. Well, if it isn't obvious, I love to talk, and I love to connect, and I love to stay in touch. So if anyone here already follows me, then they know that I do answer all comments, DMs, emails. In fact, I have a gift to share with the Word of Mom community today. So I share my insider secrets and tips on the technology that I use every day, from the exact filter I talked about that I use to edit every picture to the app that I use to hire a digital assistant for as little as a dollar a day. So I include all of this, including like website platform information that's been instrumental in my digital career as a blogger and influencer, including like agencies that offer free beauty products to help you get started on your way as an influencer. All of this I share in what I call the ultimate business checklist. So what I say is that this is everything that other influencers and business owners don't like sharing, and that's probably because it would take forever to put this type of information to a comprehensive list like I have for you for free today. So you can grab this right away by subscribing to my site, which is shondanicole.com/free gift, so that you can get directly to the ultimate business checklist. So shondanicole.com/free gift. And my name is spelled Shonda, S-H-A-U-N-D-A, and then Nicole, N-E-C-O-L-E. Obviously, my parents were a little creative, too. So you'll also, you'll love the helpful business tips that I share in my weekly blog also and my newsletter. So I don't always, everything that I share in my newsletter and my blog doesn't always make it to my social media pages. So by subscribing, you get everything from me. And you can also head over to Instagram. That's where I love to hang out. And I'm also Shonda Nicole on Instagram and on Facebook, too.
Well, I want to thank you for taking the time to share with us today on Word of Mom Radio. I hope that you will reach out to Shonda and just gain some of the expertise that she is sharing here, because I've said it before, I'll say it again. Every time I hear somebody say, oh, I'm spending too much time on social media, it's not working for me, it's like, because you're not doing it right. Because this show wouldn't be here without Twitter, which is where it all started, and most of the women that I meet is through some kind of social media content.
Yeah.
You know, whether it's, you know, going out through Harrow or Facebook and finding people and seeing their interesting stories and wanting to share them. Get out there, because you are your best advocate. Nobody
Absolutely.
Knows what you do better than you, but connect with the people that can help share your message, because sometimes you get married to that message and you can't see the forest for the trees. Sometimes making contact with those other people out there give you a fresh vision to what you are doing. So I want to thank you so much for being here. All of you tuning in and listening, thank you for taking the time to share with us today on Word of Mom Radio here in this Word of Mom Media Network. And we're going to close out with our fabulous theme song from Smith Sisters Bluegrass. So to all of you, this is Dori DiCarlo saying bye for now. Go out and create a marvelous you.
She is sure. She is sure. She is strong.